This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 1-800-259-9231, as we kick off hour number three of the Thursday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Michael.
And Manwich.
That's Mike D from Red Bar Radio joining us tonight on the third mic. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On the way still, we got lots of stuff to talk about. Florida may be requiring high schoolers to choose a major. Huh? Also, coming up, someone has predicted the winner of the 2008 election and another pack rat story, as well as bear wrestling. Lance Palmer from ABC News, a 140-pound high school wrestler and a four-time state champion. He taps into his substantial skills whenever he takes on Caesar Jr. Skill comes in handy when your opponent is a 650-pound black bear.
Holy
Palmer
crap.
Recently wrestled Caesar at the annual Cleveland Sport Travel and Outdoor Show, pinning the animal on its back.
Although a 140-pound kid
pinned a 650-pound black bear.
Now this thing's, it's rigged.
Although he says, it's a bear, dude, it's not like a robot, it's a real bear. Although he says he never hurts the bear, Palmer and the bear's owner have been criticized by PETA and other animal
rights. It would seem like this is, it's a much ado about nothing. Bear wrestling, if it's really a problem, if the bear is annoyed, will take care of itself.
The bear wrestling,
the bear wrestlers will be taken care of.
Right. Bears attack, that is the bottom line. People might get lucky once in a while, but eventually somebody is going to get mauled by this bear. That's what bears do.
It's certainly possible. However, we had a story not too long ago. Remember this one, man? It was up in the Northwest. There was a couple of mountain boys, a couple of mountain men living by themselves up in the Northwest, and they came across a little bear cub.
Okay.
And the bear cub was wailing for days straight out in the forest, and they could hear it. It was, you know, they were wondering what was going on, so they went out there eventually, and they found this little bear cub, and I don't remember what had happened to it. I think it had just been abandoned or something. Something had happened where its mom obviously wasn't around. It had been wailing for 7 days straight. And so they took this bear cub back to their house. They sort of nursed it back to health, and they claimed that the bear was showering with them.
Yeah.
That the bear was eating
pizza. But you know what
pizza?
Happens when you don't feed the bear for 2 days? It will maul you. That's what they do.
So you want to feed the bear. Simple.
Exactly.
I mean, any pet, you want to keep them fed. I mean, if you don't feed your dog, it'll start to get angry and possibly bite children and that sort of thing.
No, it'll just start getting tired and lay there. I've seen it happen on Animal Planet. I've never seen a dog attack somebody because it was
hungry. Certainly a difference between a domesticated animal that you know, has been living with men for the last 20,000 years and a bar. You know?
Well, no doubt about it, but my point is maybe bears aren't as violent as they're being made out to be necessarily. Anyway, PETA's demanding that the Department of Agriculture revoke Mr. Mazzola, Sam Mazzola, the guy who owns the bear wrestling deal. They're revoking his license to exhibit exotic animals. Because for a small fee...
There's a bear wrestling license.
Well, it's an exhibition license. Mazzola allows people to wrestle the bear, so you can actually give them a few bucks, and then you can wrestle the bear.
Well, that's
insane.
A bad idea.
Very bad. No, seriously, I'm usually all for bad ideas, but this one is...
I'm telling you, this bear wrestling thing, it takes care of itself.
PETA's
just riding the train. That's all they're doing.
It's a great way to weed out idiots from society.
PETA just wants the press they're going to get off of this. If there's a problem with bear wrestling, it will be taken care of by the bears.
Well, actually, not only can you pay to wrestle the bear, but you can also pay to just have your picture taken inside a cage with a bear or maybe even a tiger. I'd rather be in a cage with a bear than I would a tiger.
I'd take a bear over a tiger, too.
Yeah, probably.
Because, you know, I just see my cat in his normal activities, and I know that if he was big enough, he'd eat me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care about
PETA him. Says that... PETA says, this man continues to flout federal regulations and expose the public to very real danger. Wait a minute. They're choosing to wrestle the bear. If anybody's wrestling this bear, it means they've paid for it. This guy doesn't go to a mall, set up a bunch of mats, grab a kid from the side and throw him into the ring.
This is how politicians are, though. They say that we're too stupid to be able to handle our own lives because the public's being exposed. No, they're not. The public's signing a waiver and crawling in a cage with a bear.
Yeah, it's not misleading.
And paying money.
Sorry. You totally know what you're getting into when you're wrestling a bear.
She's the person, Debbie so-and-so from PETA, says, it's time that bear wrestling was relegated to the dustbin of history.
Don't condescend.
PETA said bear wrestling's banned in 20 states, but not in Ohio. The owner of the business, Mr. Mazzola, said wrestling's been a part of his business for over 20 years, and he has no intention of stopping now. Most of his shows take place at county fairs within the state. He says to be able to bring an animal out into the public and to do what we do is not easy. I mean, we're talking about a bear. Do you realize how much work, time, and love we put into that? It's as if no one stops to realize that. Now, Mr. Palmer, who's the young man who's the wrestling guy, the guy that actually wrestles the bear, he's a senior at a high school in the Cleveland suburb of Lakewood.
He might even make it to college.
He has been wrestling bears since he was 4 years old. So you talk about how the bear's going to take care of it. This guy's been doing it for 15 years.
There was a guy who was doing it for 20 years. One day, the bears just attacked him. The bears that he thought were his friends.
Seriously? Are you making that up?
No, no, no. It's a documentary about this guy. He lives in the woods with bears. He plays with them. He wrestles with them. And then one day, the same bears he's been playing with for years ripped him to shreds.
Do we know why? Just because they just lost it? They just got angry or something?
Nobody knows why. They just changed like that. That's why I said, when bears aren't eating, they snap. Right. They just go.
They didn't trace it to necessarily that they weren't eating. There's no answer as far as why they did that.
Well, he did get attacked in the the time of the year where the trout weren't, or the bass, or whatever bears.
Oh, so he wasn't taking care of the bears. He wasn't domesticating them.
He just went to the woods and would live with bears.
I see. Right. That's not good.
There you go. Just hopping in.
Well,
wrestling bears.
I think it's a different story when you have a bear from cub size and you raise them and you live with them their entire life. It's possible they could snap like any dog could snap, absolutely.
No. There's a difference between the brain of a domesticated dog and a wild animal. I wouldn't personally trust it.
This guy's been doing it for 15 years.
Roy was with the tiger for all those years.
That's why I wouldn't get in a cage with a tiger. I'd trust a bear over a tiger.
I would too.
Bears are probably... Let's see what the kid has to say, the 19-year-old. He says bears are probably 8 times stronger than people. If they wanted to, they could do a whole lot of damage.
Sure.
But if they're having fun, like Caesar is, then they'll play with you all day long. To them, it's just fun because they're not using all of their strength. Maybe I might use all my strength to pin him, being 150 pounds 40. He was, 140 pounds compared to 650. Maybe I might use all my strength to pin him, but he's just playing around. Palmer says he's had a few scratches and bruises wrestling bears, but no serious injuries. He views it as another training method, even if there is a potential for danger. By the way, Caesar the bear doesn't wear a muzzle during the wrestling matches with Palmer. He says it helps the bear out not to have to keep his mouth closed the whole time. It's kind of unfair to the bear to keep him muzzled. We want it to be fun. We don't want it to be a sport. That's why the animal activists don't know what they're talking about they come out here and try to go against what we do.
I wonder how fair I'll think it is when the bear is ripping his throat out.
If I was PETA and I was against these people who are doing it to the bear, I would want them to keep taunting the bear so that, just like you said, the problem takes care of itself. The bear kills the people who are doing it.
And then PETA will have something to point to at that point.
PETA doesn't get any press that way. And this is all about PETA and press. Sorry.
PETA doesn't care about us. It's an agenda. There's something going on there. They're like the Nazis.
They really are.
No, they are. Seriously, if you've watched any documentaries on PETA,
I don't know if Penn and Teller's BS counts as a documentary.
Really? No, I think it does.
They did a half an hour on PETA and some really disturbing things about them.
They kill animals.
Not only do they kill animals, cats and dogs, they also apparently fund the Animal Liberation Front, which is a group of essentially terrorists that go around and bomb scientific laboratories. Yep. They go and break into places that are doing testing on animals, and they liberate the animals. They open up a bunch of cages, and they set the animals free.
Burn down people's homes.
Businesses. They burn property, and it's arson, and they're violent people. PETA has been funneling money to them over the years.
Oh, they've got all the records that shows checks from PETA.
From the top dog of
PETA,
too.
To arsonists.
You're absolutely right.
Ingrid,
about that.
From Ingrid.
Ingrid the Berg, whoever her name is.
Yep.
The top person behind PETA. It's a sick, sick organization. And of course, most of the people that are in PETA don't know about it. They're just dues paying members that want to help animals.
My grandmother was.
Right. The majority of the PETA members, however many thousand of them they have, they're just in it because they've heard that PETA protects animals, when in fact PETA kills them.
I want to vomit my burger on them.
It's documented. On the way, you take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Also coming up, Florida might require high schoolers to choose a major. We'll explore that. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. Over 90,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. And it's totally free, like everything else is on our website, bbs.freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, we had a crazy story earlier from Alabama about how they want to mandate that young children 12 years and under actually sit in booster seats. And now another crazy story from Florida, where Governor Jeb Bush is planning on, well, before we get into it, Mike D,
yes.
When you were in high school, when you were a freshman in high school, your very first year,
yeah,
Did you know what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
I really didn't even know what I wanted to do for lunch that day, to be honest with you. And I didn't care. You know, a lot of 18-year-olds don't even care.
I was so clueless. I was so clueless, I thought it was a good idea to sign up for Latin class. I mean, that just shows you how clueless I was. I signed up for Latin class.
You really need
class.
That in the future.
Yeah. God, pointless, pointless.
I remember when I was in high school, I thought I wanted to be a truck driver.
Well.
I thought also about joining the military when I was in high school, which I would never consider doing that today. When you're in high school, you don't know squat about what you want out of life.
But you think you do. That's the problem.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Well, a lot of high schools think they know what's going on when they realize.
Oh, they think they know everything about life.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily
know what they want to do. No.
Well, according to, this is just amazing news, SunSentinel.com, Leela and Andrew Zogby are bored 5 days a week in classes at Chiles High School. It's not that they're slackers. In fact, they're honor students with high ambitions. Leela, 15, plans to be an engineer, and her brother, 17, wants to design video games. The problem is, they say that school is not giving them the career preparation they want.
I agree with that.
The kids say, it's just stuff I don't think I'm really going to need for the job I want.
But why should it, really? I mean, why should school give you the job preparation you want? It's not like you paid for it.
I'd probably like it if I had more things to help me in the future. Students like the Zogbys would get an education more tailored to their career plans under a proposal from Governor Jeb Bush. Yes, that's right. Those of you outside of the state, that's the brother of the president. And that education experts say would make Florida the first state to require incoming high school freshmen. These are kids who are 14 years old in Florida. They will have to decide on their major just like college students do. Now, what is this man thinking?
Well, I understand where he's coming from because I agree. I think schools teach you the wrong subjects. I think they should be focused on more life skills and what to do to survive. I don't think they should focus on a major, but I think they should definitely guide you to, like, how to pay your bills. You know, common tasks that people don't know how to do.
Yeah, well, we've talked about how they don't talk about debt. They don't talk about how to handle money. But you can come up with your perfect curriculum, Mike D. And I could come up with my perfect curriculum. And, man, you could come up with your perfect curriculum. The problem with the government school system is we all get to argue and debate with all the other people in the area about what the perfect curriculum is, and it doesn't work. One size does not fit all when it comes to our kids.
Yeah. And you have to pay for it whether you like it or not. Because if you don't pay for it in the form of property taxes, somebody comes and takes your house away.
Here's some more bunk from the governor. He says, we don't want them to drop out of school or be unprepared to take on the challenges of the 21st century. It's a really smart way to make high school more relevant and prepare young people for what college will hold. No, you're not going to do anything that makes high school more relevant by asking kids to declare a major up front. People, according to the National Association for College Admission Counseling, people want to know why college admissions is so frenzied and why kids can't be kids anymore. It's things like this that are at the root of it. Under Florida's plan, this brilliant idea, high school students would be able to major in such subjects as humanities, English, communications, math, science, history, social studies, arts, foreign languages, and vocational skills.
Wow, that sounds like a huge change.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to be a rock star, though? Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, also, you have elective courses that you can take more stuff in a particular area anyway. So if you want to have a quote-unquote foreign language degree coming out of high school, take some foreign languages in your elective courses.
Well, I mean, essentially what they just named off there are the categories of classes available at high school. English, math, science, social studies, arts.
Yeah.
So you're asking a kid to say, when they come into school, I want to be interested in English. Oh, okay. Great.
So what are you going to do, take all English classes?
No,
what
does of course that mean? Not. They wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, so what does it mean? I mean, what are they going
to
do?
Well, here's what it means. Here's some more detail. For example, to prepare for her career, Leela would have to earn 4 credits in major courses like engineering, space, technology, and physics, 15 core credits in courses like math, science, and English, and 5 minor credits in elective courses like drama, zoology, and Spanish. And that's because she wants to be an engineer? Huh? What is this, drama and zoology? What?
It is so wrong to tell a kid at 14 that they have to decide what they want to do. These are the,
it is.
When you're from 14 to 18 is the most change that is happening to a mind. I believe.
It's certainly
a really developmental
stage.
You're totally changing your mind. I mean, I dressed like, I had pink hair when I was 14.
Wow.
I was a punk rocker. I would never dress like that now.
Yeah.
If you asked me what I wanted to do, I would say I want to be in a punk rock band.
Right.
And that is the farthest thing from what I want to do now.
Mike D and the Rockers.
You know what amazes me is these kids from the Olympics, is the gymnastics, the figure skating. Those kids knew what they wanted to do the entire time. They'd get up early and they'd go to the gymnastic gym thing or the ice skating rink and they'd do it and do it. But the thing is, they are the huge exception, not the rule. They're Olympiads.
When you find out that you have a natural gift at something, usually stick to it. You don't see a lot of people who have like a really tall black guy who's amazing at basketball saying, I'm never going to play basketball. I want to do science.
As Mary Exum, a Pensacola area science teacher, rightly points out, most high school freshmen may not be mature enough to decide which track they'll follow for 4 years. Duh. Most college students change their major several times. I think the average is three over the course of college.
Every student I meet, especially in Florida, says, I go, what are you for college for? Oh, I'm just undeclared. I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically just partying.
Well, that's what they do in college. Yeah. My girlfriend's dropping out of college after her second year. She's going to get her associate's and be done with it. And I said, you could go on and take college anytime you want to in the future. She didn't know what she wanted to do.
Don't waste your money when you don't know.
Right. You've been through 2 years of college and you don't know what you want to do. Stop right there.
Yeah. Stop wasting daddy's money.
Yeah. Even worse, going and getting a loan for $40,000 a year or $20,000 a year.
That's what they should be teaching in schools. Don't sign for student loans, kids.
But they won't because the high schools are just extensions of the college education system, and they all high schools push kids into college.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the right thing to do. You've got to choose it, and this is more of it. Actually, asking kids to choose a major up front is like saying, okay, here's your first step to going to college. Kids.
What college affiliate program are these schools signed up with is what you got to wonder.
Oh, they get spiffs. I'm sure they get spiffs all over the place from colleges. 800-259-9231. Do you think, were you at 14 years old able to decide what you wanted to do for the rest of your life? 1-800-259-9231. This is going up for a vote in the House, in the Florida House, here shortly. We'll see what happens. I think it's ludicrous. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Be sure to visit the archives. We've got lots of them. 11 months worth of archives, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website.
That's almost a year, Ian.
That is almost a year. In fact, we're going to have a year up there pretty soon. After this month is over with, and it's all for free right there at freetalklive.com. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees or anything like that. Like those other talk shows, they all want you to pay $5 a month. We want nothing. You just take them. Please. freetalklive.com. We're talking about a proposal in the state of Florida, and these things tend to spread. So, you know, if one state passes a law, then the other states say, hey, let's pass that law, too.
Look at the cigarette ban.
Oh, yeah. Perfect example.
That spread like wildfire.
And it continues to spread. In fact, it's getting worse. Not only has it spread, but it encourages them to do more. Now in California, Calabasas, California has passed an outdoor smoking ban.
It's getting bad.
Yeah.
I mean, because people don't look... Well, I'm probably going to go off on a tangent, but...
That's fine.
People don't look at it as it's taking away freedom, not smoking, because it's giving...
But my lungs!
It's like the government testing the waters to see how much they could get away with.
Yeah.
I mean, if they privately owned bar whether or not people could smoke, could burn a piece of paper and let smoke go into the air inside their private residence that they worked for their entire life to pay for.
Yeah, the government's not paying the rent.
Yeah, what else could they tell us to do? I mean, what are
anything
the
they want. Anything they want to. You're right, it's totally setting precedent. Anyway, so they're looking at this plan to mandate that high schoolers choose a major when they get into high school. Oh, you're a freshman this year. What do you want to major in?
I don't know.
Scientist!
I want to be an astronaut.
Right.
Basketball player.
Sorry, that's not a choice. I mean, they only give you this.
Yeah.
Not only are they asking you to choose a major, but their choices are essentially the categories of classes that they offer at high school.
This is what we got. What do you want to do for the rest of your life?
And
choose.
And they're touting this as this revolutionary change to the system that's going to allow the kids to explore more ideas. And it's just such a bunch of crap. It's just bunk. And, of course, you know, the real problem is... the system. The real problem is government schools. That's what the issue here is. Look, I feel bad for kids that aren't getting the education that their parents are looking to have them get. I feel bad for kids that aren't learning about the things that they're interested in. The reason why they're not learning about these things is because we don't have real choice when it comes to education in America. We have one of the worst systems of education in the world. I mean, even some of the socialist countries, according to John Stossel's excellent report that he did, Stupid in America.
Maybe in the industrialized world.
In the industrialized world. Even the socialists actually have better educational systems because they even allow for more choice than we do. In our case, you are forced to go to school by law. You're forced to stay in school if you don't like the school that you're in. They force you to go to a certain school, depending on where you live.
Yeah.
There are some exceptions around America, but in general, depending on where you reside, decides where you go to school. So, therefore, you're forced into this school, which means that this school doesn't give a hoot about you or your kids or anything about what you want, because you're forced at gunpoint to attend.
The less choice there is, the less competition there is among schools. The less competition there is, the less innovation there's
the
going to be.
The less variety. The less options.
But innovation.
Well, even I went to a very competitive high school, and they don't care about you as much as the smallest school does.
If you are a bad student like I was, I got kicked out of my high school. They put me in a school. I didn't go to class, and this was my punishment. I kept skipping classes. My punishment
was...
Who
could blame you?
Yeah, well, I mean, most of the kids did. The normal ones.
I understand.
Okay, I got kicked out. I went to a school that was 3 hours a day, no homework, no tests. That was my punishment. So basically, what it is the good schools will kick out at the drop of a dime the bad students because it hurts their ratings. It makes them look bad. Mm. It hurts their numbers.
But then they send them to the bad kid school.
Yes.
Right. So they're still mandated to go to the school system.
But what I'm saying is they don't care because obviously they're sending me to the last resort where it's technically I'm going to school, but I'm not really learning
anything.
Right, right. So, and let me tell you, this is the punchline here. They didn't tell me, warn my parents that I was getting kicked out. It was a call before school one morning that says, your son does not attend anymore.
Wow.
So they don't care. It's a numbers game. A school is a business like anything else.
No, it's not a business. No.
You don't think so?
No. You cannot qualify a government school as a business. Now, wait.
Well, what do you think their purpose is?
Private schools are businesses.
Okay.
Businesses have to actually satisfy their clients. If you're running a business, I mean, Mike, you have a radio show.
Yes.
Okay, so if I come to you and say, Mike, I want to advertise Free Talk Live on your show.
Okay.
I'm going to give you $50 a week to advertise my show on your show.
Okay.
And you say, all right, deal. And then you start taking my money and you don't run my ads. What's going to happen?
Probably nothing. You would try to sue me and there's no money.
Well, I'm going to tell you, where are my ads? And
exactly.
You're going to say, I have no excuse.
So I understand.
And then I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm done with you. I'm not paying you anymore. And I'm pulling my sponsorship from your show.
Yeah.
When it comes to government schools, there is none of that. They get
you
paid.
You get whatever they give you.
You get whatever they give you, and you're forced to take it unless you can afford to go to a
college
school.
So what do you think their main agenda is?
So there is no business. I'm just pointing out. You can't label a government bureaucracy as a business because business has incentive to make customers happy. If a business doesn't make customers happy, they go out of business.
Okay.
If government schools don't make their kids and their parents happy, they don't care.
Right.
They'll get paid regardless of their results.
So what do you really think the main agenda is, teaching and learning?
At government schools?
Yeah.
They'll claim that it is.
But what do you really think it is?
It's indoctrination, I think. I don't know how many of them realize that. I think there are some people in the administration that might realize it. Some teachers may realize it. Some teachers really are there to help. They really are
there to
make a difference. But they're strangled by the bureaucratic rules. For instance, if you're a teacher and you've got some radical new way of teaching reading, you can't do it. Unless you do it behind the scenes, unless you don't tell your superiors about it. If you go to your department administrator, your department head, and say, look, I've got a revolutionary new way of teaching reading. I've proven it. It works. I've done it outside of the class. I tutor kids. Look, I tell you, this works. They'll say, no, you have to follow the state guidelines, and you can only teach in these ways.
The teachers don't pick their own books.
Nope.
No.
So there are so many things that are approved by the administration, and it's so top-down. There's no innovation at schools, and man, which I think you pointed that out before.
It's really a daycare.
I consider it more like a jail.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them actually look like jails.
No, it's true.
Very strict.
I mean, you can't...
Without the barbed wire.
You know what I never understood in school?
Some of them have barbed wire now.
If you're talking during class, you get in trouble. In life, you're allowed to talk whenever you want. You're allowed to swear in life.
For the most part.
Every once in a while, someone will be, brusque with you if you are talking in the midst of a meeting. Excuse me, we're having a meeting here. You know, that would be what it would be like. But in school, much different.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the principal's office.
By the way, in regards to barbed wire, I saw the new high school here where we're doing the show from. The Venice High School moved from an old campus to a new campus, and they really did have barbed wire at the top of their fences.
What are they doing with that?
Why? I don't know if they're keeping
the kids... Was it angled in or angled out?
I don't remember. I don't know if they're trying to keep the kids in or trying to keep the terrorists out.
Yeah.
In Venice?
Everybody's afraid of terrorism, man. Which this stuff goes on all over the place. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Maybe you're a school administrative bureaucrat and you want to defend your job. We'd love to hear from you. I doubt you'll call, though. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Walt is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Now, let's tell them about the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Shrine of Female Listeners is an area on our website where the ladies post their pictures, and we know for sure that they're listeners of Free Talk Live because we have them prove it with a sign or some other indication that they listen to Free Talk Live, whether it's a little sign that says, you know, Manwich is great or Ian's a dork or whatever it says. We know for sure that they're listeners of ours, and it's not a beauty contest. It's really women
of all... But they are all beautiful.
They are. Absolutely okay. Every one of them. But women of all shapes, sizes, and colors.
At freetalklive.com, Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, to the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike D, and Manwich. Hello, Walt.
Walt in Kansas City, going once.
Walt in Kansas City, going twice. All right, well, maybe we'll try you back later there, Walt. You can join us online, again, freetalklive.com. Let's talk about pack rats. I got another story, and... I know. We just talked about them 2 months ago, but gosh, they're so interesting.
They're interesting.
Yeah, Mike D's here tonight, and we didn't have him here before. Do you know any pack rats, Mike?
I do know a few. I do know a few, and it's almost a sickness.
It is.
Oh, okay, it is.
At least according to the experts, it's a sickness.
Well, at the very extremes, it's certainly a sickness. When you can't go by somebody else's garbage can without rummaging through it for all the good stuff.
There are some people who reuse paper towels. They hang them to dry. Are reusing.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I've seen documentaries on pack rats. And there are some who literally save everything they get to where they're living and a sloth infested cesspool.
You know, when you keep all that paper, it must really insulate the house. You know, you pack up some newspapers along all the walls, and man, that house is insulated.
Well, Jill Van Giesen opened the door to her refrigerator, revealing a blackened cavity. This from LSJ.com. Everything was coated with a thick film of dark slime.
Yuck.
Upright containers, tipped over containers, food from years ago. This is probably the worst, she said, as the stench belted out, filled the kitchen, and wafted into the hall. Even an inability to throw out bad food, she said, confessing that to throw something away was to waste it, in her mind. Van Giesen, 53 years old, has never been diagnosed with a hoarding disorder, but she figures that's a formality. I must have it, she says, as she talked to two men carrying a bag after bag from her house. The men, workers for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, were helping Van Giesen comply with a Lansing District Court order to clear out and scrub her house on Blair Street off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. Workers think she's not going to meet the deadline. There's an estimated 20 tons of trash in her house.
What's your opinion on that? Do you think the state should be able to tell somebody they have to clean their house?
No, I don't think the state should be able to tell somebody
that. What if you're their neighbor and it's bothering you, the smell is so bad?
You should have lived in a deed-restricted community where there's some sort of restriction
smell
on
restriction.
Smell or how much crap you can have in your yard and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I like the freedom to do what I want with my
property. But it's because of these types of people that we have laws like this.
But these types of people generally don't get found out anyway. I mean, until it starts spilling out onto the lawn.
I wouldn't say that these types of people are necessarily the problems. There are certainly bad neighbors and laws for against bad neighbors. But if you can imagine, she's probably her yard's probably full of junk, too, because she can't throw that away.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll get to that. She accepts she's in trouble. She says it's her avid collecting that's done it. What does she collect? Well, seemingly everything. Plastic soda pop bottles, glass bottles, plastic grocery bags, plastic trash bags, foam cups, foam packing peanuts. Pieces of paper, tin cans, chairs, a flattened pinata, a damaged broom, a snow shovel, and a Lansing State Journal paper box. And that's just what was near the bottom of her basement steps. The disorder that she suspects she suffers from is considered by experts to be as debilitating as depression or schizophrenia. Experts estimate that one in about 284 people has compulsive hoarding syndrome.
Wow.
That would be more than 400 people in the city of Lansing alone. Nationwide, that may be as many as 1.4 million people that are like this. At least six times a year, one of the bureaucrats' offices is called in regards to hoarders. One gentleman had VHS tapes stacked up everywhere in his house. His apartment was reduced to a series of paths. And this tends to be what happens in a pack rat home.
Yeah.
You just have these little windy paths.
It could be neat if it's something like they collect records.
Or... No, it's never neat.
No, not neat as in it's organized.
It doesn't look neat, and nor is it
you
neat.
You don't think it looks cool sometimes?
I think it's shocking.
Really?
I think it's, wow.
What about comic books?
No.
What about radio?
Just stop. Just stop.
Okay.
I think we need all these magazines, just magazines.
What about money, Ian?
Money would be that'd be all right.
Would you be disgusted?
No. There's, by the way, she has storage units as well.
Wow.
So she's got house. She's got this house full of stuff, but that's not enough room. So she's got one 5x10-foot unit. Two 10x10-foot units, and one 10x30-foot unit, full of stuff.
What about her waste? Like her
garbage.
Body waste?
Oh, garbage? I don't know, man. In addition, she has an apartment in Meridian Township where she's been living for about 3 years. The house on Blair Street?
Full of crap.
She can't live in because, well, of a plumbing problem.
Oh.
So it's turned into a storage unit.
She wanted to keep the leaky pipes.
Well, you probably can't get to the pipes to fix them.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
sure
probably too much stuff there. By the way, if she doesn't meet the Wednesday deadline, she'll have to pay a $250 fine and reimburse the city for the trouble of coming in and cleaning out her house. By the way, the guy from the junk, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK business, is doing it for her at cost because he feels sorry for her.
Yeah.
So
that's nice of him.
Oh, my gosh. These people are so nutty. If you've got a pack rat story, and there are some amazing stories out there. There are these people that I've heard of that keep stuff in their stove.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah, they don't have enough room on countertops and on tabletops, so they put stuff in the stove. We're coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. I think we actually have Walton. We will get to him. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Though we've got calls on the line, so I don't know if we'll be able to sneak you in. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
Oh, sorry.
Mike D.
I'm so sorry.
I was asleep.
No, I was staring at your eyes. I thought you were talking about it. It looks so cute.
He's lost in your deep brown.
I'm sorry.
I ruined the show.
Actually, it's good to have you here, of course. Mike D. from Red Bar Radio. You can visit his excellent site at redbarradio.com. And starting on April 1st, you're going to be following us on Saturday nights on our internet feed.
Yes.
So those of you listening on the radio, well, you won't be able to get them yet.
I'm really excited about that. You are very talented.
Thank you very much.
You're going to be successful in this business.
I hope so.
All right, so we need to go to the phones. Let's sneak these calls in here. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike D, and Manwich. Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, I guess I heard you a while ago. I guess somebody didn't flip quite enough switches up there. Anyway.
Yeah, the board op was taking a leak or something.
We can't blame him for that. He carries, you know, he might go postal. No,
you don't want to make the board ops angry because they could shut you off.
He's a good guy.
He could just turn us off or you off, and we don't want that. We like
our
board ops.
Anyway, I want to try to make this real quick.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about the free state, the freedom that we have here in our country, right here in Kansas. But first of all, I want to touch on your school thing.
You've got a minute to do it all, Walt.
Okay.
So you better choose carefully.
I'll wrap it up real quick then. Charlotte Isserby's book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, about the school.
Say it one more time, Walt. I missed what you said.
The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Isserby.
Okay.
It is indoctrination. Okay, and here in Kansas, they just overrode the veto of our governor here to have a concealed carry, which I don't agree with, obviously. I think you should be able to carry anyway. But
Right. Anyway,
the bottom line is, now it just came out in the Kansas City Star yesterday morning. You can probably go to the KansasCityStar.com. When you get stopped for a traffic stop, they're going to fingerprint you.
What?
I love this freedom.
Yeah, I saw that in the news today.
Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore.
They're actually going to scan your fingerprints. I don't think there's going to be a ink version of the fingerprints.
Yeah.
They have some sort of portable fingerprint scanner. It's pretty freaky. Walt, thanks for alerting us to it. 800-259-9231. We got to sneak in John here in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, D, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, John.
I just gotta check in. I'm a free stater. I've been up here about 2 years.
Hey, you've already got the accent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't have to go very far to get here. So.
Oh, I see. Did you come from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
All right. What's on your mind, John?
I just wanted to check in. I just started listening to you guys on the internet.
Super. How'd you find the show?
How'd I find it? Well, it wasn't hard to find with NHFree.com and the Free State Project. And, you know, this guy called in and he didn't get on very long with the whatever caused him to go off with the Republican Liberty Caucus.
I don't know. He got scared. I'm not sure if that was...
We got some active Liberty Caucus up here. I don't know what's all with that, whether they're Republicans trying to suck libertarians into Republicans.
I'm not sure. Well, actually,
you know what? I go to a meeting. There's a lot going on up here.
Yeah.
When they arrive, go to nhfree.com. We got a calendar. Hey, I work long hours. I don't have a lot of time for anything. But anytime I want to do anything up here, activism, you go and you check the calendar.
There's something to do.
Time you want to do something, and people are the balls.
Yeah, really. I mean, they really are. There's an activist network that's really starting to build up there. It's so exciting, and we're looking forward to being up there. And we'll see you there, John. Thanks for the call, and keep listening. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online between now and the next show, which is tomorrow night. And online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to go visit Mike D's show, redbarradio.com. And everybody else, have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.